Tri-County Contracting, worry-free roofing, siding, and windows. To sign up for a free estimate, get info on their worry-free roof tune-up or their free yearly roof inspections, or to get an instant roof quote, visit them online at tricountycontractingwi.com.
.844 on Wisconsin's Morning News. The Brewers open the season on Thursday in New York. Brewers 360 begins today. Sponsored by Outdoor Living Unlimited. Tuesday mornings, it will be the skipper, manager Pat Murphy, live with us this morning. Morning, Murph.
Morning.
Hey, happy season to you. Was it like 95 degrees yesterday in Phoenix?
It was pretty hot, I'm telling you. It was pretty hot.
Well, you closed it out with a win 4-2 over the Rockies. I am remiss. I forgot to check whether you won that Cactus League crown this season that you always talk about.
Well, I'll tell you, it's something we really shoot for diligently every year. Obviously, I joke with the media personnel about that, but, you know, there is value to spring training, and it's not easy on the guys. It's not easy on the staff, but, yeah, we're thankful it's over and we're ready to go.
Yeah, to that point, Murph, you know, spring training, obviously not about winning ball games, but a lot of other things, setting your roster, evaluating the talent, getting guys or keeping guys healthy. So overall, kind of how do you assess what happened in camp?
Well, I think for sure we've learned a lot. The guys are ready. The guys work hard. They're physically in shape, hopefully mentally in shape also. We did have a ton of injuries. I mean, 7 of our top 13 pitchers will not be going to New York. And then that's disturbing. You know, that's difficult and hard to deal with. But that's what it is right now. We hope to get some of those guys back. There's maybe one that's a season, maybe two. Well, there's 9 pitchers hurt, and maybe 2 of them will not be back for the season. But the other seven will be back at some point, and that's what's crucial for us.
You are getting some guys back off of injury. Yelich, obviously, coming off the back surgery. Other guys who are trying to come back and make a go of it. How do you feel about guys who are, you know, hoping to have a good spring and just launch back into a season where they can stay healthy?
Well, yeah, that's really a key. Yelich looks fantastic. He's picked up where he left off. Churio on track. William Contreras on track. So those three guys will lead us for sure. Keeping them healthy is crucial. A couple of the other guys have been banged up. Terrain and Freelich have been banged up. They will be back in action for opening day. But we're excited about getting going.
Talking with Brewers manager Pat Murphy here on Brewers 360. We talked about Yelly. I want to play you something that he told our Dom Catronio down there just a day or two ago. And I know you're going to count on a veteran like Christian Yelich to talk to a lot of these younger guys to keep them through the season. I think you'll like what he said about what these early couple of months are like in a season. Let me play this for you, Murph.
I mean, I don't really know how your season went till the end. Honestly, it takes a long time to have a good season or a bad season as a player. You know, like, you're not going to do that in April or May. You know, you can have a good start, but it doesn't mean you're having a good season or a bad season either way. You have a tough April, May, but you've got 4 months still to go, and you could have a great April, May, and you've got 4 months to go. So, you know, it doesn't really tell you much individual-wise or team-wise.
Man, I feel like Yelly's getting smarter.
No, he's always been pretty sharp, but he was raised in a great baseball environment with the Marlins, and during that time, he had some great teammates with Stanton and Ozuna, Fernandez, JT Realmuto. Those guys all came up together and learned the game together, and they got a pretty special bond, and all of them have played the game the right way. But yeah, Yelly's insight and his leadership is really, really, really crucial.
How about to his point to Murph about, you know, April and May, what that's really about for the team? He went on to later say, you know, like, one thing you can do in these months is figure out who you are. What is your team's identity? You might have a lot of guys back, but you might have a little bit different identity this season.
I hope not too different. I really like what we put together as term in terms of identity. The way we played the game, the thing I'm most proud of is how we competed. And I think that identities change a little bit, how much you depend on certain things in baseball. Sometimes your bullpen has to come to the rescue all the time. And other years, your starting pitching obviously makes a bigger indentation on the success. But I hope our identity stays kind of similar in that we're a team that the other team's going to feel us. You know, you're not going to walk away from a series and not be felt. So, I'm really looking forward to it.
So we open the season in New York on Thursday. It's a national game being called by Joe Buck. How does that atmosphere compare, I guess, to opening at home? Like, it seems pretty exciting to me to be on that national stage on Thursday, but being at home might be something a whole lot different.
Well, anytime we're at home, it's incredible. You know, our fans are incredible, and the environment is something that our guys really look forward to because they know how special, you know, that American Family Field environment is. But being in New York, and that's why you're a big leaguer. You know, you go to all these different places and have the opportunity to see how their place rocks. And I think New York will be rocking Thursday.
Last thing for you, Murph, before we let you go, ahead of opening day. You know, I was thinking of you the last few days because you've got the final, you know, roster decisions to make, and you have the opportunity. Yeah, you got to let some guys know that we're going to send you back down and hope to see you back up here. But you also have the opportunity to give some guys the best news they might ever receive in their life. Hey, young man, you made the opening day roster. You're going to the show. Go call your dad.
Well, that you hit it on the head right there. That's been my days the last few days. And there's nothing like telling someone they made the major league team and seeing their emotions. I get emotional thinking about it. You know, seeing the emotion of the young man when he's told, we sometimes make it, confusing for him. We might send him down a path and get him feeling one way, and then we let him know that, you know, hey, look, you made the major league team, and some of the reactions are priceless. And yeah, it lets you know how special this is. It reminds you, you get reminded from time to time, you know, how special this is to be in the big leagues and to be representing Milwaukee and the Milwaukee Brewers. You know, it's a big deal. So I just want these guys to be grateful. And I think when you get the news like that, you begin your trek for being really, really grateful.
Brewers manager Pat Murphy, sure appreciate the opportunity to speak with you all season, Murph. Looking forward
great
to
talking
it.
To you guys. All great right. talking to you. Really enjoyed it. Okay.
Bye-bye. 8:51 on Wisconsin's Morning News.